It'll be cloudy today with a high around 40. Tomorrow night and Friday looks like a wintry mix of precipitation. Dubuque County reported 4 COVID-19 deaths yesterday for a total of 146 since the pandemic began. It's now up to 11,124 confirmed cases. The Rock Island County Health Department reported no new deaths yesterday, but 40 new cases. Scott County reported 41 new cases and one more death. Hundreds of healthcare workers in the Quad Cities were vaccinated against COVID-19 yesterday. Mariana Bacayao reports on how local health departments are distributing the vaccine.
Healthcare workers were able to stay in the safety and warmth of their cars while receiving the Moderna vaccine. The Rock Island County Health Department organized the drive-through clinic free of charge. Janet Hill of the Health Department says the response has been positive.
People were very grateful. They're right there in the front lines and have been very worried about their health throughout the pandemic. And so we're thrilled to be able to give them their first dose of the vaccine.
Hill estimates somewhere between 400 to 500 people drove through the Greater Quad City Auto Auction to get vaccinated. After they received their first dose, the health department monitored each patient for 15 minutes before clearing them to leave.
So while it's very rare, we are watching for anaphylactic shock from an allergic reaction. We're also watching for nausea, vomiting, extreme tiredness, or becoming faint.
Of the nearly 500 people vaccinated, Hill says only one person needed extra care after receiving their shot for reasons unrelated to the vaccine. These mass vaccination clinics will continue on most Tuesdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. I'm Mariana Bacayao.
State officials in Iowa have announced guidelines for who is included in the next group to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Natalie Krebs has that story.
The state's Infectious Disease Advisory Council has recommended the next phase include people aged 75 and older and vulnerable populations at high risk of exposure. This includes people living in certain congregate settings, correctional facility staff and inmates, workers in food production and manufacturing facilities who cannot socially distance, school staff and childcare workers, and first responders. Interim State Health Department Director Kelly Garcia says she has accepted the recommendations in full, but has modified them to also include some inspectors as well as government officials and staff. State officials say they anticipate beginning vaccinations for this phase on February 1st. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.
Governor Kim Reynolds is asking lawmakers to immediately send her a bill that would require schools to offer 100% in-person learning during the pandemic. As Katerina Sestarik reports, Reynolds talked about this during her Condition of the State address last night.
Reynolds has already required schools to offer majority in-person learning unless they get permission from the state to go fully online. Now she's saying that's not enough as some kids are falling behind in school.
As one parent told me, options are good, but if some parents get the option to go 100% online, why don't my kids get the option to be 100% in the classroom? And I agree.
Republican leaders say this policy is a priority for them, too. But Democratic leaders say it could be unsafe for some school districts, and local school boards should get to make these decisions. Coronavirus test positivity rates remain very high throughout the state, and Reynolds hasn't required mask wearing in schools. I'm Katerina Sestarik, Iowa Public Radio News.
Today is the 50th anniversary of Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's time in the General Assembly. But it will also likely be his last as House Speaker. As Hannah Meisel reports, Democrats in that chamber have largely decided to back Representative Chris Welch for the position.
The Hillside Democrat could become Illinois' first Black House Speaker, which makes history in its own right. But Welch succeeding Madigan, the longest-serving State House Speaker in the country, is Wednesday's biggest news. Madigan has served as Illinois House Speaker for all but 2 years since 1983, rising to power as a protege of Chicago Mayor Richard J. Daley and learning the ways of so-called Chicago machine politics. But those old-school politics also proved Madigan's downfall. Madigan was named Public Official A by federal prosecutors last summer in a sweeping investigation. The feds allege electric utility Commonwealth Edison engaged in a years-long bribery scheme to curry favor with the powerful speaker. Though Madigan has not been charged, a growing faction of Democrats felt the speaker was becoming political kryptonite and said they couldn't back him any longer. I'm Hannah Meisel.
School children and the homeless will be beneficiaries of some major grants. The Quad Cities Community Foundation is awarding a $100,000 transformation grant to the United Township and East Moline School Districts and to Humility Homes and Services. Foundation Vice President Kelly Thompson says the two school districts will use the money to begin the process to ensure students have Wi-Fi access in their homes.
There'll be about 100 families within the geographic area where they're going to do the pilot program, and with the work that they're doing, and hopefully with this push of support from our community, they will be able to secure more resources to expand this.
Humility will use its grant to support its five-year goal to find long-term solutions for people experiencing homelessness. Last night's Bulls-Celtics game was postponed because of COVID. Tonight's Illinois-Nebraska game is postponed because of COVID. St. Ambrose is at St. Francis today. The women's game has been rescheduled for February 1st. Iowa's women's team hosts Ohio State today. The Iowa State women host Oklahoma State. The 2021 hockey season begins with the Blackhawks at Tampa Bay tonight. Heading into it, Coach Jeremy Colleton has agreed to a 2-year contract extension. I'm Jay Pierce.